This is KCUR 89.3. When a bird flu virus cropped up on poultry farms in the southeastern U.S. earlier this year, farmers in the Midwest shuddered because it brought back bad memories of a devastating outbreak 2 years ago. But as Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports, farmers now have a better idea how to keep bird flu at bay.
Let's turn back the clock to January 2015. Avian influenza, or bird flu, appears in backyard flocks in Washington state. It's a highly contagious strain and deadly to chickens and turkeys. Within 6 months, the virus reaches 15 states, and about 50 million birds die. Bill Bevin says each day on his farm near Waverly in eastern Nebraska started with a pit in his stomach.
Kind of the feeling of living under a shadow of potential doom. But every time you open the door to your barn, you take a sigh of relief when everybody's still happy and healthy.
Bird flu never did bring doom to Bevin's farm, but this year, highly contagious influenza is back on a chicken farm in Tennessee. This time, Bevin's feels confident his flock of nearly a million chickens and turkeys each year is safe. We stand on a gravel road outside a long steel turkey barn to see how he's updated the farm's biosecurity, the rules everyone follows to keep the birds healthy.
The first thing you see is the stop sign. That just lets them know that we'd prefer that they just stay back.
Bevin says that's the first layer of protection. Keep uninvited visitors and uninvited germs off the farm. Bevin's sister, Joan Schrader, is the farm veterinarian. She says each barn has a second layer of protection. A bench blocks the entryway, so workers have to stop, change their boots, and disinfect them before they go in and before they come out.
That way you can create a little island of the house and that flock by doing the boot change and the disinfectant going in and out of the house.
Those kinds of biosecurity are not necessarily new, but they've taken on new significance since the 2015 outbreak. Roger Dudley tracks livestock disease for the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. He says the truth is biosecurity in 2015 was flawed.
Biosecurity has to be everybody. It's the feed truck drivers, the rodent control guys that show up. Everybody has to be involved in biosecurity in order to make it work.
Dudley says now, feed trucks are sprayed down with disinfectant when they arrive at the farm. Workers change boots, and some have to shower and change clothes before they go in. At the same time, birds are tested to monitor for illness on the farm and at slaughter. If the results show highly pathogenic avian influenza, the response is immediate. Both the sick and healthy birds on the farm are euthanized.
One of the real lessons learned from 2014-15 is the quicker you can put the birds down, the less likely it is to spread.
That may sound drastic, but Dudley says it's necessary to stop the disease from infecting more birds and potentially humans. Recent outbreaks of avian influenza have not spread from birds to humans in the U.S. But in China, a strain of bird flu has reportedly killed at least 160 people since September. Tom Safranik is the Nebraska state epidemiologist. He tracks human disease. He says animals are often sold alive in traditional markets in China. When livestock and people mix, so do viruses.
It's a perfect laboratory for commingling viruses and co-infection, be it a pig, a bird, or a human.
Again, the viruses showing up now in the U.S. are a low risk to humans. But people can carry disease across the globe, and so can migrating birds leapfrogging the continents. Precautions aimed at protecting chickens are also aimed at preserving public health. That's why Bill Bevins will keep his guard up in Nebraska. And that means there's less traffic on his farm than there used to be.
We used to meet salespeople, visitors. We'd walk them into the barn, we'd take pictures, you know, and that just doesn't happen. Nobody even asks anymore.
While I was on the farm, I never set foot inside a barn. For Bevins and his birds, it's not worth the risk. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.